This is Israel 18 News, with your hourly update for Monday, 22nd June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying a clear night, while Jerusalem feels a gentle breeze. Haifa remains mild and pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post earlier today, Israel's security cannot hinge on unfinished U.S.-Iran diplomacy. A Hezbollah attack that killed four IDF soldiers underscores the limits of the emerging U.S.-Iran understanding as Israel continues to face threats. Also, just in from JNS, the IDF has lifted all restrictions on northern Israel amid a ceasefire with Lebanon. Israel maintains a military presence in southern Lebanon to ensure a buffer zone between Hezbollah and Israeli civilians. Also this hour, Ynet reports that the first round of U.S.-Iran talks ended with a 60-day roadmap toward a final deal. Technical teams will continue work in Switzerland after Qatar and Pakistan cited progress on nuclear and regional issues earlier today. Separately, I-24 News reveals that a U.S. official claims to have prevented the infiltration of Iranian Revolutionary Guards. And finally, Forward has reported that in a deal with Trump, Iran can have ballistic missiles and billions of dollars, but must give up nukes. President Trump emphasized that Iran will never be allowed nuclear weapons. Reaction has been swift on social media. Naftali Bennett, former Israeli Prime Minister, posted just minutes ago expressing solidarity with the families of IDF soldiers, vowing not to let the current situation continue. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 reported key Trump supporters expressing outrage over the U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding. Fox News host Mark Levin called the MOU a total surrender, criticizing aspects of the deal as capitulating to Tehran. Gideon Saar, an Israeli politician, posted earlier today about his discussion with New Zealand's foreign minister. He stressed that Israel will respect the ceasefire in Lebanon as long as Hezbollah complies, highlighting the need for dismantling Hezbollah's terror state. Let's go deeper, starting with the Jerusalem Post. Israel's recent security challenges highlight the limits of ongoing U.S.-Iran diplomacy. The Hezbollah attack that killed four IDF soldiers underscores the urgency for Israel to secure its borders independently. As the region remains volatile, Israeli defense strategies are under scrutiny. Turning to the ceasefire news from JNS, the lifting of restrictions in northern Israel comes as a relief for residents. However, the military presence in southern Lebanon aims to prevent future Hezbollah threats. This development marks a significant step towards stabilizing the area, but vigilance remains crucial. Meanwhile, Ynet reports on the U.S.-Iran talks. The 60-day roadmap aims to address nuclear and sanctions issues, with technical discussions set to continue in Switzerland. This diplomatic effort reflects a cautious optimism, but regional tensions linger, affecting both global diplomacy and local stability. Separately, the I-24 News report on the prevention of Iranian Revolutionary Guards infiltration highlights ongoing security concerns. This incident illustrates the persistent threat posed by Iran, even amidst diplomatic negotiations. For Israel, this underscores the importance of maintaining robust defense measures. Finally, from Forward, the Trump deal with Iran allows ballistic missiles but prohibits nuclear weapons. While this agreement aims to curb nuclear ambitions, it raises concerns about the regional balance of power. Israel and its allies remain wary of Iran's intentions and the potential impact on Middle Eastern security. On the economic front, first, from CTEC, Israel is not losing its growth market, but is reorganizing it. The shift in startup strategies reflects a new era of building, raising capital, and creating long-term value. Separately, Ynet Business reports the TMAID Summit put AI's impact on cybersecurity in the spotlight, the CISO Village Gathering brought together top executives to discuss the future of AI in the cybersecurity landscape. And finally, according to Globes, a bidding war is underway for Shikun and Binui Energy. Keystone Fund has bid NIS $4.35 billion, following Generation Capital's earlier offer. This competition highlights the growing interest in Israel's energy sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.